You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget, Dog Pound, we're less than 2 weeks away from our first Browns preseason game. Be sure to tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, to watch every Browns preseason game this season. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bone Berea. I love the fact Albert Breer was intrigued by our question about what to trade. He's going to text some GMs from around the league and let us know what they say.
How can you not be? You know, I think the key is 20 is like out of this world crazy, which is like, makes it laughable, which I do think they would still say no. 5 to me is not enough. I think that 10
is the right 12-ish
number. Is that right number?
I think it's the right number, and I would do it right now. If you put Andrew Luck on the Cleveland Browns right now, we're talking Super Bowl with
you
this
are.
Defense, with this offensive line, and then I would imagine we'd probably make another trade and bring in a receiver, but so what?
Boom Heron, who's a friend of mine, Ohio State Buckeye, you know, but I mean, wasn't highly drafted, but fit that system in Indianapolis and carry them to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Along with the play of Andrew Luck.
Yes. Andrew Luck. Let's go.
Now you give him Frank Gore and Andre Johnson.
Yeah, they give us all of them. Let's go. For 10 first rounders, why not? Throw them in. All right, we're joined in studio right now by two gentlemen, Adam and Bill, who won the Play the Draft contest to get to appear here on CBD. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So you guys won Play the Draft, which I know those guys who started that way back in the day. And Play the Draft's a cool game where you look at draft prospects as stocks and you try to find out who's undervalued so you get the most money for your portfolio based on where they're projected and where you think they're going to go. So I'll ask you guys, who were the guys that were your big steals that basically are your big value gainers that won for you?
All of my players went higher than where I bought them, except for one guy.
Okay, who was that one guy that did you wrong?
Bryce Petty burned me. I took a chance, and you know, it wasn't bad enough that I fell out of the winning, but it was close.
Okay, good. Who was your number one like gainer?
I'm trying to think. I don't know exactly who the top player was that I gained on.
Okay, but everybody else. All right, how about
everybody
you?
Else.
For me, I think the premium positions tend to go a little higher. So I focused on offensive tackles. Flowers was a big gainer.
Yeah.
And then the other two, Obwehi, and I think there was another tackle I think that went at the end. Then I picked up $300,000 or $400,000 on each of those. So those were my.
I bet Cam Irving was probably a pretty big gainer when it was all said and done.
He was projected
overall.
Right around, I think, 20 to 25 at the
okay.
end. So he was close. I had him for a little bit, rode him up until he got to the first round, then I sold off.
Okay. Which is a very cool game. And you guys, we did that at clevelandbrowns.com, and this is a contest that got you guys out here. So I know you guys, obviously, huge Browns fans. You're out of camp today. What did you think of being out of camp today? What did you guys see?
I saw Danny Shelton running 40 yards down the field, chasing after the play, you know, as they're finishing it when they run out. The guy's hustling. There's nobody else close to him. He's got a motor.
He's a big mahonker, as Vic Carucci would say.
What do you guys make of this year's draft class? You know, 12 players, most in the NFL. Jimmy Haslam mentioned, you know, Ifo, the corner out of Oregon, and Randall Telfer most likely are going to get a redshirt year. But the 10 guys that we drafted, I think truly fit the Cleveland culture and the Cleveland mentality of what we're trying to accomplish. But just your overall takes on this year's draft class.
I love the Ifo redshirt because, you know, you got that many guys coming in. Why not shelf them, make, you know, those picks count. And at the top of the draft, we hit big time with Cam. I mean, he's going to be a backup or/starter for years to come.
Yeah, he intrigues me because you have what could be a very, very good center, or you have somebody that has the flexibility to go to guard or tackle. Now, it's a lot to put on a rookie to learn all those positions, but that is a very flexible pick that I think had a lot of value. I like Duke Johnson personally.
Yeah, yep.
His acceleration is incredible, and I think he'll complement Crow really well.
He looks good in the open field in the early going. What do you guys think of Josh McCown so far?
He was okay. I think he hit a little bit early on. He was sailing some passes, but he settled down. Manziel looked really good in the drills, but struggled a little more in the team drills. So I think they both had their good moments, though. Pryor really intrigues me, too, watching him catch passes. His hands are incredible.
Yeah, he's a big
so
dude.
So if he can get some separation, he'll be very good too.
Yeah, so we've been asking a lot of people, like a prior percentage, the percentage you believe that he will make the Cleveland Browns roster.
Well, the practice squad, he's not eligible.
No,
right?
He's not.
Yeah, I think that
so he's
going to
make the 53 or else he's out of a job.
Right, I think that helps his percentage to make it. So I'll put him probably about 40 to 50%.
Okay.
I'm going to put him at 15%.
15, okay. And that is from what Nathan gathered in speaking to people, you know, nationally around the league who've watched Browns practice, who, you know, who are in tune and have their ear to the street. What, 10 or 15%? I put it at 30. But the whole point that I made today about Terrell Pryor, as I, you know, walked in to watch, you know, the last, you know, 40 minutes of practice, whatever it was, the wrap on his leg, you know, and yes, he worked with Joker Phillips on some receiving stuff with his hand work around the goalposts. But I always, this is the phrase, is you can't make the club in the tub. So he needs every practice, every rep, every opportunity, both mental and physical on the football field for him to, for that percentage to continue to be bumped up, because now you've got Travis Benjamin practicing, you know, very well, looked very good. He's, of course, a great asset as a punt returner. He's got to hone those skills as well. So he's got an uphill battle, and missing a day of practice or a half a day counts for a whole lot.
I think you mentioned earlier working with Tremon Williams a couple days ago after practice. I think the technique and the separation, the hand use, that's something you can learn. So I think the natural ability is there. It'd be interesting, but I think he's got the work ethic to do it if he's sticking around and working with Tremon.
And he does. He's been with Tremon. He's been with Joe Hayden working on his releases.
And Joker every practice.
Every practice, but he's got to be healthy. He said he might miss a day, but should be back for the scrimmage Friday in Columbus. All right, you guys, I don't know if you heard when we were talking to Albert Breer. Right now, you're Ray Farmer. The Colts say 10 first-round picks for Andrew Luck. Yes or no?
I say absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sign
I agree.
On,
good.
Sign,
let's go.
Sign on the line right now.
Yes.
I say no. I invest in some other pieces because I think if you can surround an average quarterback with enough talent, you can go places. You look at Seattle, I don't know how good Russell Wilson actually is when you look at what's surrounding him. I think he's above average, but I don't know that he would be elite without all the pieces around him.
I think that's fair. I think if
that
you
is
dropped,
fair.
I think if you dropped Andrew Luck in Seattle, they would go 16-0.
But the point that Nathan consistently makes, because you know, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, has said, you know, when we were doing our opponent previews, we talked to the Cincinnati Bengals reporter from, you know, Bengals.com. We talked about Andy Dalton, and you find the Bengals where everyone wants to go to the playoffs, but now going to the playoffs for Cincinnati Bengals is boring. They've hit their ceiling, you know. And so would you trade for a guy that consistently puts you in the AFC Championship game at minimum? Again, if he's here for 10 years, you're going to be AFC Championship 6 out of 10 years. How many times can you have an opportunity to win that football game and potentially hoist that trophy? And would that be enough for you and your franchise to capsize the boat with 10 picks, 12 picks, 15 picks?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what you're getting out of the previous first-round picks. I mean, you got Andrew Luck, you know what you have.
Right.
There's no chance of a bust. He is amazing.
He is amazing, and certainly a fun discussion. Well, guys, certainly enjoyed having you guys out here and in the studio with us. Congrats on Play the Draft. I'm sure you'll be doing it again. Are you guys getting into FanDuel at all? Are you guys doing any of that?
I have not yet. We're transitioning out of that.
I think
transitioning out of the draft stuff. So
get out of the draft
soon.
All right, okay. Get into FanDuel. You go to FanDuel.com/Zagura. They'll give you $200 when you sign up. They'll match you.
Oh, so I need to do that.
Get in there. FanDuel.com/Zagura. They're now Browns partners.
I need a slash.
Yeah.
Where's my good slash?
Where's it? I don't know. You're a slashy.
I need to talk to Brent.
Talk to Brent. Yes. But anyway, guys, congratulations on winning. Thanks for being with us out here at camp today. And best of luck to you. Let's go, Browns. And hopefully we'll get Andrew Luck in here. Here we go.
Thanks for having us.
Wishful thinking.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See ya. When we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I know that you're going to be okay anyway.